hear some beautiful shit. Watching the mind, thinking you're sick.
Everyone lies. Still a wow, it's dead on the mouth. Still a wow, don't come back.
Fall into the depths of sleep, counting dead some beautiful sheep.
Still a wow, it's dead on the mouth. Still a wow, don't come back.
Our characters, Henry David Thoreau. Dreams have fascinated philosophers for thousands of years, but until recently have dreams been subjected to empirical research or concentrated scientific study? Chances are you are often found yourself puzzling over the mysterious content of a dream, or perhaps you are wondered why the dream at all. First, let's start by answering the classic question: what is dream? A dream can include any of their images, thought and emotion that experience during sleep. Dreams can be extraordinary, vivid and very bold. Feel courage or all emotions of frightened and emergency. Focus on understandable or unclear or confusing. And do we dream? What purpose do dreams serve? While many theories have very proportionate, a single answer has emerged. Considering the enormous amount of time we spend in dreaming state, the fact that researchers do not yet understand the purpose of dreams may seem baffling. However, it's important to consider that science is still unparalleled in exact purpose and fiction of itself sleep. Some researchers suggest that dreams serve no real purpose, while they believe that dreaming is essential to mental, emotional and physical well-being. Ernest Hoffman, director on the sleep disorders center of Newtown Wesley Webb Hospital in Boston, Mass., suggests that a possible, though certainly not proven, function of a dream to be wearing new material into the memory system and use the both reduces emotional arousal and is adaptive in helping us cope a further from the stressful events. Next, learn more about the most common dream theories. Physiognomic theory of dreams, consistent with the physiological perspective, Sigmund Freud theory of dreams suggested that the dreams were a representation of unconscious desires that felt and motivations. According to Freud, physicality view of personality, people are driven by aggressive and sexual instincts that are represented from conscious awareness. While the two are not consistently expressed, Freud suggested that they find their inner awareness via dreams. In his famous book, The Interpretation of Dreams, Freud wrote that dreams are discussed fulfillments and represents wishes. He also describes the two events, different components of dreams, manifest content and latent content. Manifest content is made up of actual images, thought the contents contained within the dream, while the latent content represents the hidden physiological means of the dream. Freud theory contributes the popularity of dream interpretation, which remains popular today. Thoreau research has failed to demonstrate that manifest content is just the real physical significance of dream. Activation synthesis model of dreaming. Activation synthesis model of dreaming was the first published by J. Allen Thompson and Robert McCleary in 1977. According to theory, circuits of brain can become activated during REM sleep, which causes areas of the limbic system involved in emotion, sensation and memories, including the amygdala and hippocampus, to become active. The brain synthesizes and interprets these internal activities to attempt to find meaning in these signals, which results in dreaming. This model suggests that the dream are subjective interpretation of signals generated in the brain during sleep.
Nothing, 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 nothing!